Whoa, so here we are. First podcast ever, really, on my my account. So I know the audio quality probably won't be that great just because I'm using AirPods to record this. And yeah, so I do apologize for that in advance. But yeah, let's get right into it. So my name is Vincent Amphi, and yeah. I'm 18 years old, and I've recently decided to drop out of school. This is something I've been wanting. I've been thinking about this. Well, first, let me give a bit of background about myself. I'm not that good at this, so if you're listening to this, it's probably really cringy. But anyways, I'm 18. I was born in Italy. And I've lived in a small island called Antigua my entire life. And after living there for since 2002 up until last year, so 2017. So that's 15 years. I graduated from like what would be considered their high school education, and I moved to England in September last year, and now it is May of 2018. And yeah, I've recently taken the decision to finish this year of school and drop out. Or yeah, it's pretty intimidating. Like, I wouldn't say I'm not intimidated. If anything, I'm excited just to get on. And I don't know, I'm a pretty confident person when I make decisions, really big decisions. You know, I do weigh the cons and stuff like that, but I don't know, I'm just really confident, and I may I calculate the risks, and I think about like the end goal and what I want to do in life and all that. So yeah. Anyways, so dropping out, that's the title of this episode. And so dropping out, what to say about dropping out? So I've been thinking about this for a while. I've been thinking about this since about, I'd say, November. When I've been away from Antigua for about 6 to 8 months, I'm not really too sure. So, I left Antigua. I would say it was June, and I haven't been back since November. And yeah, so I've been thinking about it, and I was like, oh, you know, parents spent a good amount of money to get me here, made a lot of sacrifices. I just really wasn't enjoying my time here because there was one thing that I fundamentally really miss in my life, which was sailing. You know, it's a sport that I put in a lot of effort. And it's just, apart from like, despite like, I was never really like the best, or, you know, Antigua was small, so, you know, sometimes you get to the top and stuff, but the level of competition wasn't really that high. Well, mainly because of the amount. The number of people that were there. There just weren't that many people there. So I really miss sailing, you know. It was that one thing that I felt like I really didn't have. Sorry, I'm just gonna look up a timer so that I don't ramble on for an hour. Or maybe I do, who knows? Anyways, so yeah. So yeah, that's something I say a lot. So yeah, anyways. So I miss sailing a lot, and I couldn't do it here in any way or anything like that. So I went back to Antigua in December. I didn't do any sailing. And I just nothing. I just sorry about this. Like I said, I wasn't happy because of sailing. I said that already. And then I kind of just put it off in my mind, and I was like, you know, think of the end goal. Like, I'll do uni, and then I'll go and study marine engineering and small craft technology, which was basically like performance boat. It was like a performance boat course. So I love like racing and everything and high tech yachts. So I was like, okay, if I love sailing, let me try and mix my academic needs and my passion. So I'll do this course. And I got to it and I realized, there's like the more I would wait. So I got to January and I went back to Antigua in December, so for 2 weeks, and I came back around the 4th of January. And that week was just so hard, man. Like, I know, I mean, I don't want, like, I don't try to say this to make anyone feel bad for me, because I know everyone goes through this, like, if you go to boarding school. And I don't know, I just really did not feel like at home. Like, I wouldn't say it's not even a matter about at home, I'm not really fazed by those type of things. I was just fazed by the fact, there's just one thing I really, really, really love to do, and I was like, this is what I need to do. So this was in January. I'm like, okay, so I haven't gone sailing in a long time, and I tried to focus on studying, and it was going well. My grades weren't that bad. It's when I tell people this, like, I don't want to leave because it's hard. I know pursuing my goal as a sailor won't be as easy as getting 3 A's in my A levels. Like, I'm completely aware of that, and I'm aware that it might not take me, like, it's not gonna happen instantly. It might take me just as long as it might take me to finish university. Like, 'cause I do think of it as, I don't want to spend another 5 years of my life at school, and doing that, you do build up a lot of debt, and there's just a lot of factors. Like, but really and truly, the core, like, fundamental goal in my mind is, I want to be a professional sailor, or just be in the sailing world, really, because it's just what I love to do most, and I feel like I have the ambition, I have the, I don't know, the grit to just stick to it and keep on doing it until it happens. But I got to, so I was in January, and like I said, I felt in that way. I just didn't want to be here. And then I got to a couple weeks ago in April, no, in March, the end of March. So I decided to go back to Antigua for 3 weeks, and yeah, and then I was like, oh, Antigua's awesome. So I was like, yeah, Antigua, 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 because I lived my whole life there, and I really missed it, and I missed all my friends and everything. And yeah, this opportunity came up where one of my best friends, my closest friend's older brother, who's known me, like, he's watched me growing up, basically. He's like he's basically like the role model. Like, I consider him like a role model when it comes to sailing and achievements and sailing and everything. Just because, he's achieved, like, what, in theory, I one day, or like all of our friends one day would like to achieve, as in going to America's Cup or the Volvo Ocean Race. And yeah, so he has this project, this really sick project, where it's like, he has this 4-lane gunboat, or no, I don't know if it's considered a gunboat. Anyway, this 4-lane catamaran, this like performance offshore catamaran, where yeah, he's trying to he made it and tried to, like, he tried to, like, bring people to come buy it and create a fleet of them. And yeah, so he had this op well he had this idea to go to St. Barts, and he needed the people, and like me, obviously, I made myself available when I heard about that, because, like, oh, it's like the best opportunity, because he'd be willing to teach me a lot. Like, he taught me, like, I learned so much on that trip, just about, like, how to be as a sailor and how to be as a person and how to carry myself, really. And he brought in a couple really cool guys that have also been in that world, I would say, like, the sailing world for a while. Like, one of the guys Amo, he was OBR on one of the Royal Ocean Race boats, which is pretty friggin' sick. Like, he's doing the Volvo and mixing it with another ones of his passions, so filmmaking and reporting and stuff. And he also had a really sick motivation why to do it, which was like, to bring light to the sport and something like that. And then this other guy called Justin, I'm pretty sure he had to do something with like the tech side of the like of sailing and America's Cup and stuff. I wasn't really too sure what he did. I didn't really ask him, but he had like America's Cup pants on, so I was like, this guy and Shannon Bottom. Obviously he had something to do with sailing, and he definitely knew a lot. Like both of them, they're just so knowledgeable. And like I actually like I was trying like I went there as like a sponge. I was like, okay, my goal this trip is just to learn as much as possible. And yeah, so I got back from that, and no, it was during the week. I had like an epiphany almost. I was like, this is what like I was already sure that's what I wanted to do, but that just like amplified the want to do it so badly. And it might sound like I'm really impatient. Okay, let me get into impatience later. But yeah, that just sparked like it sparked this wanting to do it so badly. Like I just got off the boat one day and it was just going so fast, and it was just sick. Like it was just every part about it, just from the people I was doing it with to like the actual boat I was sailing and stuff, was just amazing, and it sparked this. Like I woke up one of the mornings and I told Sean, which is his brother, Shannon's brother, also my best friend's brother, like all watched me grow up and everything. And I was like, he's like an entrepreneur. He's like full-fledged entrepreneur. He dropped out of college. I'm like, yo, I had an epiphany, bro. He's like, oh yeah, what? I'm like, yo, I'm gonna take a gap year. So I was trying to like dim down. I was trying to make it less worse for everybody else, thinking like I'll finish my A levels and at least I'd have a qualification. And I was like, I'll take a gap year after A levels. And I told him, oh yeah, nice man, that's a good idea. And I was saying, I'm like, okay, great, gap year, another year here in this little town called Stenning. And I just, yeah, I just had this great idea and I thought it was amazing. And and it was a good idea to me. It was a good idea at the time, and it kind of felt like I was numbing down the, I wouldn't say the pain for everybody else, but just the impact. Because in this day and age with society and everything, like it might sound weird, but like really and truly, like people do say, you need to go to school and then get a job after school. And I'm just like, no, like I don't want to be another like sheep of society and like go down to school when there's only one thing that I truly love to do and I truly enjoy putting effort into doing, on like studying. Like, so anyways, I finished that week. I'm like, this is awesome. Like I had a we had like dinner the last night and just talked about some just amazing stuff. And I just, yeah, the guys, like I just learned a lot. My point is, I learned a lot after that whole weekend, and it was amazing. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I get back to Stenning, and we have these trial exams. So this was literally 2 weeks ago when I'm talking about this. This was 2 weeks ago, and yeah, these trial exams, and I haven't studied for them because the first 2 weeks of being in Antigua, I studied maybe like 2 days, and then I went to St. Bart's, do this catamaran thing. And yeah, I walk into the exam. I'm just like, No, I don't walk into exams. I made up my mind on leaving to like a week or two before finishing the exams. And I'm like, I'm gonna leave. I told myself, I'm gonna do it. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. So I texted my mom first. And I was like, no, who did I text first? I texted Sean, actually. When I was back in England, I texted Sean. I'm like, yo, how did you tell your parents that you were going to drop out of university? Because he, like, dropped out, and he became an entrepreneur, and he's working on a whole bunch of different things online and everything. So I was like, I trust his opinion, because he's a good friend of mine apart from being like he's known me, he's watched me growing up and everything. And he was literally like, Vince, I literally told my parents, Ma, Pa, I'm thinking about dropping you. And I'm like, okay, it's that e like it's really not that complicated. So I text my mom and I'm like, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've explored my options, and I've decided to, I think I should leave. And yeah, it was a pretty tough, like, I told my parents, and it was pretty hard on them, considering like they've moved to England and everything, to give me a good life and let me study. But in my mind, I'm thinking, my parents are very supportive people, and they'd much rather me being happy instead of not being happy doing something I don't like it to, and wasting, in my opinion, wasting precious time and wasting like money into the school thing. So, kind of got into it, and obviously it got a bit emotional for me, for them, and for everybody, really. And yeah, so it was a pretty tough thing to break to my parents. And yeah, so what else? So impatience, that's one thing I want to talk about. Like, I've always been someone, like, I've always been very tech savvy, always been connected to internet, like, know what's going on with entrepreneurs and the new ones that just come out of where, like Gary Vaynerchuk, like Ty Lopez. I'm trying to think of other ones, and there's other smaller entrepreneurs that just keep me really inspired. And I tried to, like, impatience is a really big thing, because everyone's like, you should wait at least another year. Get your A levels, Vincent. Get your A levels. Stay in school. I'm just like, no, I just don't know. I don't feel like putting, I much rather put in my effort into something that I love doing, no matter how long it takes, into putting in my effort to something that I just don't feel happy, or I wouldn't even say that I'm not good at, even though I'm not, like, obviously, there's always going to be somebody smarter than you. There's always going to be a better sale than you. There's always going to be somebody better than you in that respect, in any respect, well, in any field, really. So, yeah, I just thought to myself, let me leave now. And yeah, so I had a sp so people. So the thing is about impatience. So to whoever's listening to this, if you're thinking about dropping out, because this will be related to dropping out, take a long think about it. I've been thinking about it for a while, since November, so that would be 7 months, so more than half a year, really, since the idea in my head sparked up, and then with one main event that really flipped the switch, like that really that just that you know what I mean. And yeah. But if you're thinking about dropping out, think about it for a long time, because it's something that you really want to be sure of, and think about how it's not only going to affect you, but the people around you. But don't get caught up onto that. Don't get caught up on too much on other people. And yeah, I really felt that when I turned 18, I could really just kind of live my own life. And I've always been the person to be very independent. My parents have raised me to be very independent. I've always been in charge of my own, like, money and just like flights and like organizing myself since a young age. They always allowed me. I wouldn't say they put a lot of pressure on me, but they gave me a lot of authority, in the sense that they would let me talk to like the travel agent about prices, because they trusted me into not messing up about booking stuff and whatever. But yeah, so I just felt like, I really could do it. And instead of thinking about it, I'm like, Vincent, the more you think about it, You've been thinking about it for a while. The only step now is to just do it. And here I am. So I'm still in school now. I'm going to classes. I'm not really. I'm just kind of like going to classes, like just going through the motions, really, and just getting to the end of the year. Well, mainly because I just need somewhere to like. I just need somewhere to. I need somewhere to stay, first of all. I almost 90% sure that I have a job. Like, there's this really big loft in Portsmouth, which isn't very far from here. And yeah. Anyways, yeah, the main thing is I just excuse me. I just need time. Like, I just need a time. So people like so my principal and the director of boarding school, we all had a meeting with my parents, and they're like, if you're gonna leave, you're gonna have to leave now. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa, hold up, your like, hold it, I need time. So I didn't say that, so I played it off as like, yeah, I'll finish the rest of the year. I don't know if I should be saying this really, but yeah, I'll finish the rest of the year. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just gonna use this time to sort everything out because I don't want to go live with my parents and do absolutely nothing. At least I'll be at school and school environment with people and friends and. Yeah. Anyways, I think I'm gonna close it there. It's been a while. So yeah, if you like the podcast, I don't know, leave me a voice message, I guess, on Anchor app. And yeah. I don't know if I'll ever do this again. This is completely a test. If you enjoyed listening to my story, let me know. Eventually, I'd like to turn this into a sailing podcast where me and my friends talk about sailing. That'd be pretty dope, I think. Yeah, I think that'd actually be really dope. So yeah, eventually I'd like to make it about sailing, but this one's more about me and dropping out. I felt like it's something I had to talk about, and yeah, I really like, I don't know if I like this yet. I'm just giving it a shot, testing the waters. And yeah, leave me a voice message, I guess, in the Anchor app. And yeah, I don't know if, yeah, I'm gonna post it on Spotify or Apple Music, but I think I'm gonna get, I don't know, I'll see how it goes. I'll see how I feel. I might listen to it again. I don't know. I don't know how I really like listening to the sound of my own voice. That's kind of vain, I'm not really that vain. I joke about being vain, but I'm not that vain. Anyways, if you listened, if you made it this far, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, ciao.